Hello, this is Prophetess Mary Ayodele with the prophetic word of healing for winter 2022. I seek the face of the Most High to help people on their journey in life. If you have a request for prayer, please send it to me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. You can email that request to that address. You may find me on YouTube on my channel, which is named Prophetess Mary Ayodele, and you may find me on Facebook at the Prophetic Word of Healing Group. To begin, we're going to review the year of 2022 as we step into what has been revealed for the winter season. And by the winter season, I'm discussing December 21st, 2022 through March 20th, 2023. I want to also note that I'm talking about the year 2022 in relationship to January 1st through December 31st of 2022. That is a civil calendar, the Gregorian calendar. And I recognize that many of us who are on a spiritual journey are following the spiritual calendars of our lineages. Okay, so let's begin. 2022 is a year of deep intentionality. 2022 brought a message for us to focus on what we wanted to do and not to create anxiety by doing that, but to be intentional. Intentionality and focus are a little bit different, and I discussed that, I believe, in our fall prophetic word of healing. We were to be precise in our prayer and meditation cycles and in our actions. That was what this year brought for us. And I am telling us all to build on that. So, because the month is changing into January, many people view that as their personal and professional new year. And I want to encourage you not to release the focuses of 2022. The point of this is that every year builds on the other. So in many of these type of presentations, many people of the cloth of the Most High, of spiritual intentions, will focus on what to avoid. And in our talk, we're going to talk about not only what to avoid, but what to welcome into your life. So if you've welcomed in precise prayers and actions, you don't want to release that in 2023 and become unfocused and unanchored. That's not the point. So the point of these talks is not to scare you or create foreboding or fear. Actually, the point of these talks is to build our spiritual resilience and our spiritual immunity so that we become more flexible in the face of challenges, not more afraid of what's coming next. In fall of 2022, in my last talk, we looked at setting goals to improve your health, preventing ill health, and focusing on hydration. Hydration was really big in the fall of 2022. Also, respecting the boundaries you have, especially in relationships. So no cheating. And I don't mean just romantically, but in business, in career, in school, if you had a study partner that you committed to study biology or English with, stick with that. If it's not working, revise it, amend it, but don't sneakily go around people to meet with another person to study and not tell the first person. This may sound amusing to some of you, but cheating isn't only about intimacy and romance. People cheat on folks regarding, you know, what church they're going to. You don't have to live a life of duplicity and manipulation like that. And it's really important to catch it, because currently there's not a lot of public discussions about integrity or ethics, or at least people following a personal moral compass. So regardless of what religious persuasion you may be, as you listen to this, you may not be following the Judeo-Christian path. Wherever you're doing, there are people who don't follow any religion, but they have a moral compass, a sense of right and wrong, of treating people with respect, including themselves, of walking with kindness on the earth and being gentle on the planet toward life forms, animals, plants, people. That's what I'm kind of bringing up here. So this isn't tied into your church, my church, your synagogue, your temple, your elay. This is about a sense of right, wrong, and purpose, and finding that moral compass, finding that sense of direction, and honoring it in all of your interactions, even if they're not romantic, because some people think cheating only happens in a intimate relationship. So for the fall, that was centered as a discussion. And we also talked about knowing yourself, and everything I just said fits into that, right? So if you know you're in a business or a personal relationship, even the one you have with yourself. So if you know that smoking is not good for you, but yet you smoke because you feel like it, you know, this kind of irregularity in honoring boundaries applies to you personally. So the more you know yourself, the more you can honor yourself and love yourself. And that love radiates outward, right? That was a big focus for us in the fall, and I want you all to build on that this winter. That is not something you want to release and act like it never happened, to jump into something new. Build on those things. Give an honor to the Most High, who's the head of my life. These points have been revealed for the winter season of 2022. So now we're stepping into the new points that have been revealed to me as a prophetess. This is a time of completion of loose ends, of tying up old projects, and the culmination of dreams. So things you have not completed, this is your moment. You will find some things naturally coming to an end, like things that have been lingering and teetering and toppling and kind of unstable are going to be wrapping themselves up over the next season, the season we just stepped into. It is a time to sing how I got over. My soul looks back in wonder of how I got over. That is a gospel song from my ancestral lineage of being African American. One of the most famous versions that I think brings the soulfulness to the table of that song is by Mahalia Jackson. And the song says, how I got over, how I got over, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. I'm sharing that with you to clarify that when she sings about how she got over, she's not talking about manipulating people or misleading people. She's talking about how she overcame obstacles, how she found victory in the face of adversity, challenges, what looked like insurmountable odds, she overcame them. And she overcame them by the power of the Most High. The lyrics are very meaningful. And there is a longer version of this song. I think it's about 6 minutes, 48 seconds or so, almost 7 minutes, that is currently available on YouTube. I would encourage you to listen to that song. Listen to the words. I know there's a lot of remakes, right? Listen to the one by Mahalia Jackson. She puts something in there. You can hear it in her voice, in every breath that she takes to sing, about when you have overcome some things that you didn't know how to overcome, and you know it wasn't just you. You know there's a higher power that propelled and sustained and carried you over that mountain. You got to sing that song. And that's what this season is about. You want to avoid getting even, looking for revenge, or fighting for any reason. So we tend to pick up fights now and think it's normal. It's a very interesting perspective on life. So someone overcharges you at a shoe store, you're going to take that receipt back and fight for that money. Or someone, a company, refuses to refund something for you. I would encourage everybody to remove the word fight from their discourse as far as their actions are concerned. You want to practice loving kindness regardless of what you face. So even if you've been overcharged or undercharged or mischarged or you picked up the wrong item, you want to return or respond or pursue recourse with loving kindness this season. Many of you will swear you don't look for revenge. I know a whole bunch of people right now are saying, I don't hold grudges. Okay. Well, for those of you who do, this is the time to put them down. And you know you need to put them down anyway, but I'm saying be more intentional about it. We just talked about the fall season, the whole year, focusing on intentionality. Bring some of that into the winter season. Do not seek to get even. There are entire shows, entertainment shows, about people getting revenge, petty revenge, malicious compliance. This is not the time for malicious compliance or getting even or passive aggressive responses to passive aggressive situations. Loving kindness, practice it. You want to take care of your heart, liver, take care of your body. Let's just go into this. Many times people take care of what can be seen. So they spend a lot of time on their hair and their makeup or skin and their clothing and their nails. And that's nice. And their teeth. And those are all important things. However, there's been some imbalances going on around taking care of your internal body, your insides, as a little kid would say. So get some preventive health visits in. This is not to scare you about being sick. This is actually an opportunity to avoid being sick, to mitigate illness. Schedule with your healthcare provider, go to call your community herbalist, talk to your acupuncturist, whatever form of healing you go into. Talk to your spiritual advisor. This is a time to take care of things. We have to move from trying to fix what is broken to actually preventing the brokenness, you know? It's an interesting concept when most of us have been taught to simply seek help when something isn't working right. There's so many more things you can do over the 24-hour course of a day to help things go well. So that's what you want to do with your health. Women's health is really centered right now, particularly with childbearing, infertility, those type of things are really at the forefront. And what I want to say about that is this is a really good time for people who want to have children to have them. So if there's some difficulty in conceiving, this is a time that ought to be faced and not run away from. So if you've been trying to have a baby for 10 years and nothing's happened, you want to go see some folks, expand your team, your circle of helpers. you know, and see what you can do about it. And you may have looked into it and didn't really do anything. Again, we are talking about intentionality. So women's fertility and childbirth, even women who the children are stillborn, so they can carry a child to full term, but the child is not born alive. This is a time to face those issues and to get support, especially spiritual support, on overcoming those blockages and hurdles in life. You want to plan to have a garden this year coming up. Now, if you're in a zone, if you're not in the Northern American hemisphere, you're really going into your summer season, where we're going into our winter season. I'm in the Gulf of Mexico bioregion, and right now we're calling it winter, right? But it still can be warm enough to plant some things. There are some root vegetables I'm aware of that do really well over the winter, wintering underground, right? So my point is, if you're in a place where you can have a garden now, get to it. You know, I mean, plan it out though. Don't just randomly. Remember, we're intentional, right? So we're not randomly scattering seeds. If you're in a wintry place, you want to plant something in the spring. If it's in the windowsill of your kitchen, if you don't have a yard, you don't have a balcony, you still got a window, put some in the window that's growing and alive. One pot, if that's all you can pull together, that's fine. Some of these places now have these hydroponic things that you can put on your countertop with little grow lights to grow kitchen herbs like oregano and things like that. That's perfectly fine. I want to encourage you, though, to utilize sunlight. You want to incorporate your windows in this process. Always be alert to your surroundings. If you're living in an environment where you really don't want your blinds to be up because, you know, you don't want folks to be up in your business, I get that. Find a spot. You can do this. I know you can, where you can grow something this coming spring. You also want to help older people in your community with acts of unexpected kindness. This is a time for us to be particularly sensitive to the needs of our elders. So help your elders. And I'll tell you what they told me when I was coming up. Your elders, anybody older than you, help your elders. Doesn't have to be anything magnificent. You know, if you don't know how to rebuild a roof or fix a roof, fine. But you can do something really kind regularly. And you don't need to be paid back for it. They don't need to pay you to do it. This is something that comes from the kindness of your heart. It's time for us to start intentionally planting the seeds of kindness in our communities. And it's time to stop avoiding each other. Okay, leaders. Leadership keeps coming up, keeps being revealed as a major theme. Especially for women, leaders lead with will and integrity. We talked a bit about integrity about 5 minutes ago, so I'm sure you got that. Will means, again, more of intentionality. It's okay to be strong. That's really what I want to say to y'all. You don't have to fall down and be confused. I mean, there seems to be a movement now toward the more confused you are, the more attention you get. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You may want to leave that alone. It's okay to know what you want. It's okay to be strong-minded. It's okay to be firm. You don't have to give up your personal agency, your ability to think for yourself and to smile and dance and overcome challenges. You don't have to give none of that up in order to fit in with a narrative that tells you that, you know, you shouldn't know who you are and somebody else should think for you. This is the time for you And if you don't know how to think for yourself, or you have a track record of making poor decisions, that's fine to know. Like I said a few minutes ago, know thyself. So if you know you use poor judgment, then this is the time to learn to use better judgment, right? The point is that self-correction, self-reflection, self-awareness is okay. And it's okay to have a will to stand for something. And just remember, you're standing on loving kindness. So you have boundaries. You're just loving and kind about them. You don't have to threaten people and act out. Even though you may have a small group of people following you, remember, that's fine. You're not going to measure your effectiveness by the amount of people that are with you or not with you or what have you. You're going to measure your effectiveness by your strength of will, your character, your integrity. And you'll see the results. You can tell a tree by its fruit. So you don't have to keep running around with a checklist of how well you're doing. That kind of gazing in the mirror and chattering to yourself tends to create neurotic responses. So you can measure your effectiveness by being effective. So this is a different paradigm. Self-analysis can go too far. It really can. Self-awareness coupled with action can change the world. So this is a gentle reminder that we're in a 10-year cycle of change beginning in 2020. That's when that cycle began. Again, I just want to remind you all to pace yourselves and to monitor your behavior. I just talked about that a bit, to deal with what's coming. So we're only, you know, in December 2022. We have 8 more exciting years ahead of us. And you want to just manage yourself. Don't try not to do everything at one time. It's okay to get one thing accomplished a day. And some people I've talked with even have different directives. They get one thing accomplished a week and it's okay. And when I say accomplished, I mean, you know what I mean. Like, we all have these to-do lists, right? But the point is not to make a list of doing things to just do things. You want your list of things to do to be meaningful, to be enriching to your life, not just your pocketbook. So we're talking about infusing ourselves, our families, and our communities with loving kindness, prosperity, good health, rest, meaningfulness, purposefulness. We're not talking about, I got to go to the store, I got to get new tires, I got to paint the house. Those things are interesting things and they are necessary. We're going to step it into the intangible things that sustain us and help us to be righteous people on the planet, okay? So this isn't about material things to do, buying and consuming things. This is about cultivating from the inside out the intangible qualities of character, like patience, kindness, resilience, compassion, love, joy, resourcefulness. So put that on your to-do list and then figure out how to do it, right? It'll just stop you in your tracks. I want to remind people to keep drinking warm plant-based drinks this season. You want to step back from stimulants. A lot of folks are way overstimulated. And they think they have anxiety and they'll argue about it because having that is, I guess, going around. But if you look at your diet, you'd be surprised at the things that you're imbibing that support anxiousness. So before you look to your environment to find a source of anxiety, check your diet. And that's not just caffeine I'm talking about. There's other things. Do a little dig deeper and look and see what you're putting in your body regularly that supports being jumpy and bouncy and unable, you know, you can't sleep and all that. Plant-based drinks, I would say stick with green plants. You say, what am I talking about? Like mint, you know, herbal, non-caffeinated things. And there are some basils. Tulsi has a form of caffeine in it that doesn't move on your body like refined things. One more thing about this before I go on. We tend to forget that even though coffee is coming from a plant, it's gone through some serious processes. So those of you who roast your own coffee beans may have a different experience than those of you who buy your coffee prepackaged at the store or pre-made. So that's another thing I want to put out there. So the coffee growers, some of you are growing your own coffee at home, and some of you are roasting your own green coffee beans. You're going to have a different experience. The point is to know your body, know yourself, and pay attention to how you feel after you do certain things or eat certain things or drink certain things or don't eat and drink certain things. It's a different level of self-awareness. All right. Practice giving your concerns to the Most High and following His will. Continue or start your prayer circle within your community. That's exciting. So last season we talked about prayer circles and what that looked like. Prayer and meditation. When I say prayer, you can say meditation. Prayer and meditation go together. In many cases, they overlap, right? You want to start that circle. If you have one, stay in it. Continue it. It's a good thing. I'll leave that where it is, because those of you doing it know it. Those of you not doing it, join one. Okay. And feel free to invite me. I want to be a part of healthy, uplifting communities. And I'm honored to be a part of many of them worldwide. So, you know, count me as a potential member of your prayer circle and email me and tell me more about it. I want to support your efforts and cover you in love and light in my prayers. I want to encourage you to review the scripture for 2022, which was Psalm 71. Please read through that. Familiarize yourself with it. And the scriptures for this winter season are Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, and Mark chapter 11, verse 25. Again, Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, and Mark chapter 11, verse 25. Read them. When I say review them, read them. You don't have to own a Bible to do it. You can Google them. If you're on the internet, I'm sure you are, because that's where I'm leaving this, right? You can print them out. You can write them on an index card. You can go to YouTube, and somebody out there is probably reading them aloud for you to listen to. You can make your own meditation tape through it, of them. Dance with them. Let them speak to you. You know, I could say a lot more about that. I'm going to stop before I dig in another 20 minutes, but I'm going to say this. Wisdom systems are there for us to interact with. So many people have walked away from scripture because of how some people have used the scripture to be, well, let's just say they're to show a lack of good character. I want to encourage you to pick this up, pick this scripture up for yourself, read it for yourself, meditate on it for yourself. I want to encourage you to rethink the things that someone may have soured for you and look at them without the person who soured them for you involved in it. So let me make it easy. If you had a tough experience at a church or with a pastor or a missionary, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of tough experiences with the Bible for many people. I want to encourage you to look at these verses anyway. That's what I'm saying. Decolonize your perception of this wisdom system if you can. And if you cannot, I understand. I still love you. Life is good. The Most High speaks to us in so many beautiful ways, through a sunrise, through a snowfall, through the laughter of a child, through beautiful flowers that grow, you know. So the Most High is not limited to a book. The book is not the only way the Most High speaks to us in our lives. And I want to acknowledge that. And I want to share my love with each and everyone listening to this, regardless of your religious or non-religious walk. So if you're religious or non-religious, just try to look up these verses. Just give them a gander. Give them a look. See what you think. Send me an email. Share your thoughts. I'm curious. And I'm always open to hearing you share who you are in love and light. Okay? I love y'all. It's always a pleasure and a blessing to be able to do this work. I share love, light, peace, prosperity, and all good things with you on your walk on this planet that we call Earth. May blessings come to you, your family, your community, and all that you touch, see, hear, taste, and feel now and always. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Blessings to you. Love y'all. Bye-bye.